I'm going like a lamb to the slaughter, but I am calm as a summer's morning. I have a conscience void of offense towards God and towards all men. I shall die innocent, and it shall yet be said of me, he was murdered in cold blood. Those are the words of Joseph Smith before he was murdered in Carthage jail. And for me, being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I believe he was a prophet of God and that he did a great work. You know, God did a great work through him, and that, yes, he did have his struggles and he had his faults, but God was able to use him still for the marvelous work he was set up to do. You know, and I believe for myself that God is also doing a great work in me, just like he's doing a great work in each of our lives. And it's important that I remember that what really matters most is how God sees all of these things. Joseph knew in his heart, these are his words, that his conscience was clean, that he had done what he could do, and that the world would know it. And so he was able to have clarity and peace in his conscience. He was able to go calm as a summer's morning. I've talked about it before that when you are able to be extremely calm in crazy situations, that shows character, that shows strength, that shows a sort of a mental toughness too. It also shows the deepness of the resolve of your mission. For me, I have gotten a much greater understanding this year of what God wants me to do on this earth. Once I got the first book out, that really has set so many things into overdrive. I mean, today I was talking with this lady at the library, and she does marketing, and she's like, we need to talk about this so we can make this better. And I'm like, where did you come from? Like, this is crazy. Like, just ordinary place, the library. And I'm talking with this super awesome person about how I could improve the book. And so I'm reminded of this mindset I really, really put into practice more this year, that things can go all over the place, but everything is going to work out. So why would I get upset about something that is going to work out anyway? Everything is going to work out. I know that. I know that. I've made a giant deal about things. I've started crazy storms, you know, that did not need to even get started. Like, you have like a couple drops of rain, but you don't have to actually turn it into pouring rain. You never have to do that. That's always a choice, right? And so, yeah. But I'm just choosing to be calm as summer's morning. We go into 2024. I don't know what's out there. I don't know exactly what is there, but I have gotten a great understanding, much greater understanding of what God needs me to do on this earth. And that gives me a lot of peace. I mean, the book only came out November 11th and it's December 30th as I'm doing this. So it hasn't even been 2 months. Hasn't even been 2 months that the book is out. And it's changed my life so much. And I know that opposition against me is going to continue to increase. I've started to see it on the YouTube channel, although it's really just for things I'm saying, not me as a person. But I'm sure that will come later. And it's okay. I know where I'm at. And sure, I've made mistakes. But I know that God is aware of me and where I'm at. And I'm just going to keep on fighting for him and keep on learning and growing from this journey I'm on. I'm going to continue to do those things that would help me to have that calmness so I can sleep through the night, so I can do what needs to be done. So like, if I'm on the way to some big speaking thing, I can be calm because I've put in the work, because I've already studied, because I know a little bit of the audience, I can tweak it to the audience. All that stuff helps me to be calm in the moment. Even if there's a great battle ahead, you can still have that calmness. You don't need to act immediately. I am really inspired by what it talks about in Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday, which honestly, that book has some stuff that's not very great, but it does have some things that are good. And one thing from Theodore Roosevelt was about how with the Cuban Missile Crisis, they were like pressuring him to make a decision. Or no, JFK, John F. Kennedy, not Theodore Roosevelt. But they were pressuring him to make a decision. He did not. He waited 12 days before he made any decision. He was choosing to be deliberate and not rush into anything. That is Dallin, 2024 Dallin. He's not going to rush into anything. He's not going to force anything. I've been learning a lot about this. I've been giving myself grace for this. There's times where I've talked to somebody and then I just like keep talking to them. And sometimes like I need to go find somebody that actually wants to talk to me, and I need to, or I need to work on my own thing. Like I don't need to waste my breath on somebody that does not want to talk to me or somebody that does not want to hear the message that I have to say. I'm not going to change my message just so I can talk to somebody. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to continue to develop and grow from this point. And this is another thing too, like how for me to get a stronger calmness, I have to dive deeper into those things that are going to bring me closer. And this comes from something that my roommate McKay, one of my old roommates, he told me about how, you know, one of the coolest things about moving forward is that opportunities are just going to keep coming. I love how he said that. So it's like, I don't need to worry about any opportunities not coming to me. Right now, I'm in a spot where I'm doing a lot of the output myself. Like I need to let myself have the mindset of like 6 months of very hard work of pitching myself on hundreds of podcasts, sending my book to a bunch of people, continuing to talk to people as I've been doing, continuing to do that for at least 5 or 6 months and continue to at least grow on these other things. And then giving myself that ability to sleep and rest and be like, okay, I did what I could do. And at the end of my life, you know, however it ends up ending, I will be able to say, similar to what Joseph said, you know, my conscience is void of offense. I love everybody, you know. I've had times where there was a time where I really did not like some people and really had to have help to forgive. And it was really only through Christ that I was able to do that. But now my soul is full of love towards those people and compassion and understanding and just awe of like, wow, they're such an amazing person. And that's not going to be the case for everybody. But I just have compassion and because I see a little bit more of their journey and they've done things I could not have imagined doing, you know, of going through and still fighting, you know. And yeah, it's a crazy life. It's a crazy life. And patience is really important with living life. That's where I'm at, is the 2024 Dallin. That's another good character goal, is the calmness. My dad is such a good example of this. Like he does not get upset about anything. He doesn't raise his voice. He does not, you know, like he just is chill at the moment because he loves his life. And it's a crazy, like life is crazy, but there's a lot of things we can control. We don't have to blow up because of something that happened. And there's so much power when you can recognize like, oh, this thing is trying to trigger me, but I'm going to just kind of be calm and use this as a chance to practice presence and being in this moment and being super thankful that I'm here, that I have a car, that this car is a car, that it's safe, that I live in a place where it's really safe and there's a lot of opportunity around me and there's a lot of people that God is putting in my path. And that's exciting. Yeah. I think going back to the end of life thing is just to have that peace of mind and calmness, having put in what I could do, having did all the things I wanted to do for the most part, you know, and feeling that I lived a life good for God. And just doing that at the end of each day, you know, feeling like I did each thing, like I did everything I could do for God that day. And that's a beautiful feeling. I definitely had that feeling many times when I was serving on my mission, that I would get into my bed and just feeling like, man, I really, really put it all on the altar for him today. And it's a beautiful thing just to really go after it. So yeah, working towards that calm, calm as a summer's morning. So I think we have one more, maybe, or two more of these. So I hope you've enjoyed them. They've been fun to make. And yeah, I will probably make a list or something, some quiz or something. I don't know. Help with doing this. So you can choose one and go after it with 2024. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to yield to the good, and it'll be better tomorrow.